866-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Rocking the health world on this July 4th holiday weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the show we've been doing since, gosh darn, back in 1999. Launched it weekly before going through TRN to GCN. And we do special events around the July 4th Independence holiday. Last hour, you heard Michael Badnarik, my dear friend, constitutional scholar, and we're going to kick it into gear even further with my dear friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who's been a frequent guest over the years here as well. Yesterday, a couple of days ago now, I'm thinking the day's moving so quickly through the weekend here, on my Friday, Healing Revolution Friday, on my weekday show through naturalnewsradio.com, I had Dr. Nick on. We covered a lot of things, both political and physiological, and we had to continue our conversation. There was so much to do. This guy is a patriotic guy. He loves freedom. He loves liberty, the freedom to heal, the power to heal, all of that stuff. So we're going to crank it up right now. I'm going to welcome Dr. Nick Gonzalez back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, it's always so great to be on board with you. Thanks so much for having me back so we can continue our discussion. I appreciate it.
Yeah, there was a lot we went on. I warned people that we might offend them, right? It's like, and I joked about it because I said, you know, only people that really don't love liberty would be offended by the things we talk about because we're so committed to freedom. We love our country. At the same time, we're not afraid to speak out against the government when it usurps the freedoms that are ours by virtue of our birthright.
Absolutely. And if people are offended, that's their constitutional right to be offended.
Yes.
And enjoy being offended.
Yeah, they don't have a constitutional right not to be offended.
Right, that's true. They would like to think that, but they don't. And just as I have a right to be offended by what people say, so do you. So
yeah.
Does anybody who's listening.
Exactly. And, of course, the First Amendment, we go back to the origin of the Declaration of Independence, what would eventually be the Constitution and Bill of Rights some years later. That was in 1787 when that was ratified. But going back to 1776, I mean, we're literally looking for freedom. I mean, out of the crown of England, which was suppressing us in much milder ways, it turns out, historically speaking, than we're seeing our own government doing it right now, whether it be the things Bush did to grow government or the things Obama did or the presidents even prior.
Our founding fathers could not conceive that a government could be so intrusive, so overregulating, and so perniciously oppressive as our own. I mean, the tea tax of King George, minuscule compared to the income tax, which didn't even exist until 1913. So yes, our founding fathers, as concerned they were about governmental oppression, and as knowledgeable as they were that governments always invariably oppressive, they get bigger.
Yes.
Could not conceive the level of oppression we're living with today.
No. And the thing is, there was an American Revolution because of it. And now, if you use the word revolution, they think you're a terrorist. It's like our founding fathers must have been terrorists to the crown of England then.
Well, they certainly were, and they all had death sentences potentially levied against them. So they were indeed revolutionaries. But, you know, the left uses the word revolution all the time. They use the word when it suits them, but they don't. Somehow conservatives or constitutionalists or people who love liberty are not allowed to use the word revolution. Well, we need a revolution to go back to our roots, which at this point would be a revolutionary idea.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing I love about the word revolution, and this came out in 2000 and eight, when Ron Paul was first running. Some of the people that were really fired up about a guy who lives liberty, who has, you know, no question about, he's not a politician, he just speaks his mind based on what he knows, and they saw the word love in there. I love that, the vitamin L that was in revolution. It's a whole different thing. We're not talking about violence. We're talking about peaceful revolution back to liberty.
And we're talking about a revolution of ideas, which we sorely need, going back to our roots. Yes, Ron Paul certainly was a revolutionary. He was one of the first politicians who really didn't come off like a politician, and politicians exist to please people. He didn't care. He exists to protect liberty,
yeah,
which is a wholly different foundation.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned earlier the income tax. The United States existed just fine without it for much of its existence until the Federal Reserve Act and everything that ensued since then, which is really horrific to the cause of liberty. If we talk about the Communist Manifesto, I referenced this earlier with Michael Badnarik. It seems like pretty much every plank of the Communist Manifesto has been enacted to one degree or another, including a graduated income tax.
That's correct. You know, it's interesting. This shows how failed our educational system is, and that I don't think most people realize that income tax doesn't go back to our founding. It's something in the 20th century. We got along perfectly fine for 150 years without an income tax, and the founding fathers would never have wanted an income tax. They thought there should be taxes for government services and payments for government services, payments if you bought government land, but not an income tax to help the government grow. The whole purpose of the Constitution was to prevent the government from growing, to prevent it from being oppressive. So it's hard to see what's happened even in my own lifetime, but people now seem to believe that income tax is part of being an American. No, it isn't part of being an American.
Yeah.
We got Biden saying paying taxes is patriotic, whereas, you know, on the other hand, he's also in favor of 50% of the population not paying an income tax. If it's so patriotic, everybody should pay it. Nobody should pay it. If it's so patriotic, why do they think that the lower 50% income shouldn't pay any tax? If it's patriotic, they should be lining up to pay it. Well, the fact is, it isn't patriotic. And, you know, if the income tax really worked, the Soviet Union would have been the rich. I always go back to the Soviet Union because it's the ultimate model of liberal thinking taken to its extreme. The Soviet Union would have been the richest country on earth because they basically had 100% income tax and the government would dole out what they wanted, you know, $55 a month annual salaries we discussed the other day. In fact, it had a GNP with 280 million people, equivalent to that of Holland when it fell in 1992. Holland had 17 million people. Russia had, the Soviet Union as it was known then, had 280 million people. Their GNP, gross national product, was equivalent to that of Holland. And Holland is only half capitalistic, but it shows you the failure of a high tax level. And the way the liberals think, the more you tax, the more money will come into the government, when in fact it's the exact opposite. You tax to the point where you destroy creativity, freedom, originality, liberty, all the things that create wealth, then you'll end up with the Soviet Union, which had no wealth.
Right,
exactly. Bankrupt country, basically it was bankrupted.
Well, and if we come back to the context of freedom, liberty at its basis, if we are not free to own, if we will, the fruits of our labor, then we are not free. We are enslaved. There is no, like, partial slavery. It's either you're slaved or not. Now, think of it in terms of the income tax. I always like to bring this up, that if they let you keep 20%, I mean, it means that they actually have 100. They're telling you how much you can keep as opposed to saying it's yours, give us some of it. Basically, there's no limit.
I've seen Democratic congressmen and senators on TV where they act like the government's giving too much back. This is our money.
Right.
They're taking it from us. This isn't something, you know, they're allowing us to keep too much. And that's the way they think. This is our money. You know, it's funny. I love our president, of course. He claims to be a Christian. If you read the Bible and the Torah, the first five books are really wonderful to read. Exodus 20, chapter 20, the Ten Commandments. The tenth commandment is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's servant, manservant, woman servant, ass ox servant, anything that's your neighbor, you shall not covet. That's all you need to know about income tax. Income tax is based on greed, envy, and covetousness, which is expressly forbidden in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Commandment 10 forbids that. Now, what you have is your own, and you don't covet your neighbor's goods. If Bill Gates is, I always use him as an example, even though I don't agree with his politics, if he has $57 billion, he earned it. It's his. He can do what he wants with it. He wants to give it away. He wants to buy popcorn. That's his right. It's his money. It isn't my right, and it's, biblically speaking, against God's wishes for me to covet his
exactly.
value, his worth, his property.
Exactly. But now we've got people that are deranged because they're all talking about how can you have tax cuts for the rich? Let's increase taxes on the so-called wealthy as if that's going to solve the problem of spending too much.
Well, if tax cuts on the rich worked, again, the Soviet Union would have been the richest country on earth because they taxed everybody at 100%. The problem is amazing. I even saw that Ben Stein, who's a supposedly conservative economist, on TV the other day with Laura Ingraham, insisting we had to have tax raises, tax increases on the rich in order to help salvage the economy. But it's amazing how linearly people think. When you increase taxes on the rich, you know, the top 2% spend, top 2% of the population in terms of income spend 35% of all of the money in this country. And that money that they spend buys products, stimulates companies to grow, stimulates businesses from small to big, really is the engine of wealth creation in this country. And it's the, you know, trickle down basically. But when you buy things and spend things, that's what you stimulate the economy. You take that money from the rich people, they don't have as much money to spend, and then they get nervous about spending anything, so they save rather than spend. Businesses aren't as successful. They can't hire as many people. They can't expand. They can't build new factories. People are not stimulated to be innovative and creative and create new businesses. The end result is you end up with less wealth. It's been repeatedly shown that when you raise taxes, the income into the government actually goes down, which requires more than a kind of a 12-year-old linear way of thinking. These economies, like ecologies, are three- and four- and five-dimensional systems. And you guess it sounds so simple. Let's raise, as Ben Stein said, let's raise the taxes on the rich to bring in more money. Temporarily, it does. But then the economy tends to suffer. Fewer people are employed. If you have fewer people employed, you have fewer people contributing to the taxes, and the end result is income goes down. So tax the rich, the income into the government will go down, just as it did in the Soviet Union. And that's one reason it collapsed.
But also, where are the people, though? And if you talk about conservative, I think Ben Stein is a phony conservative based on what you're telling me. What I've seen of him as well is like, where are the people saying, listen, the government has too much money already. Why do you want to give them more so they can steal more of our freedom? I mean, where are the people standing on principle? Instead, they say, well, we got to go after the more fortunate to help the less fortunate. Whereas I would argue that can only be true or can happen when we are free to help those less fortunate, if we even believe in that concept.
Well, Ben Franklin said wisely that the best way to get people out of poverty is to make poverty as uncomfortable as possible. And it sounds cool, but that's the truth.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body. and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Celebrating the holiday weekend, Independence Day tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, today we're celebrating it a day early. It's the weekend. Why not? And, of course, we love liberty here more than perhaps anywhere else in media because we don't compromise on liberty. I'm talking with my good friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Dr. Nick, for those who don't know, who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, one of the foremost physicians on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned, in helping people overcome cancers even considered not possible to overcome by traditional oncology, where they speak of only in terms of traditional what we call chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. We're talking pancreatic cancer, which is a very aggressive form and very fast-moving, but we have cases that people have been living for many, many years. We'll get into that this hour, but right now we're still talking about the foundations of this country in perhaps a different way, because we understand principles not only politically, but we'll take it back to physiological health and healing. On my show on Friday, on the daily version of the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com, we talked in terms of government being a cancer. Cancer is uncontrolled growth. And here we are trying to rein it in, just like the Founding Fathers said. We don't need more government in our lives. We need less. This Independence Day weekend, that's why I have Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez back on with me as well. I'll tell you how to reach him. RobertScottBell.com is the website, and you can check out all the links and information and stories, as well as links to Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And, of course, the number, if you'd like to be part of the show. Actually, 24-7, you can leave me a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So, we're not more or less fortunate, and the income tax doesn't, in fact, help the country. It defeats the economy. And we need to get back to understanding these principles of freedom if we're to restore health to the economy and the nation as a whole.
Yeah, it's amazing to listen to these, as you call them, fake conservatives get on TV and you talk about even, you know, increasing income tax temporarily, they'll talk about, or they seem nervous about talking about cutting taxes. But the quickest way to get the economy stimulated, as Reagan knew, is to lower taxes. You lower taxes, people have more money to spend, they buy more things, they invest in more things, they create more businesses, more people are employed, you got more people employed. Actually, at a lower tax rate, you bring more money into the government, and you allow people to have their own money and spend it the way they want. This is mythology among so many people, and they seem to be almost brain dead about this, that somehow the government knows how to spend our money better than we do. Mr. Obama, who's never run a business, I actually run a business, I run a medical practice, but that's basically a business. He's never run a business. I know how to spend my money better than he does. He doesn't think that. I'm not capable of doing that. But actually, I know how to run my business better than he does, and I know how to spend my money more effectively, more efficiently, and more compassionately than he does. Raising taxes is not compassionate. Creating government programs isn't compassionate. It drains the economy, destroys the economy. We all end up poor, like the Soviet Union. Medicare is not compassionate. You know, it's funny, I was watching Michelle Bachmann on TV, and someone brought up cutting Medicare. It looked like she was in a panic the way so many Republicans get when, as soon as they have to talk about specifics about cutting programs, right, they're afraid of offending anybody. Of course, yeah, that's the trouble with politicians. They're afraid of offending anybody. Ron Paul isn't, and he says it the way it says it, the way it is. Yes, no one's going to take away Medicare from 80-year-old grandmother and make her die on the street because she can't get a kidney surgery. That's not going to happen, but we have to get rid of these programs, because the idea that the government can run medicine better than anybody, if anybody can name that system, I mean, the Canadian system is edging toward collapse. The English system is virtually in collapse. You know, you have to wait 3 months to get gallbladder surgery. In Canada, you have to wait 3 months to get treatment for ovarian cancer. You'd be dead by that point. These systems are used as examples of successful government-controlled medicine, but it always ends up in failure, as people who live in those systems will attest. It always ends up in failure.
Well, Dr. Nick, I mean, the sad thing is here that many Americans have abandoned liberty as a solution. They've really thought that in the 20th century it failed. And in fact, it didn't. What failed was the government intervention parading or masking as freedom. Like even George Bush, the pseudo-conservative that he was, said he had abandoned the free market in order to save it. You don't abandon something to save it. I mean, that's the crazy things that are happening here. And the growth of not only the military-industrial complex, but the security complex here in the United States, violation of Fourth Amendment by going through security procedures in the airport where they want to radiate you. Of course, the allopathic physicians were already radiating people enough. Now we've got TSA agents doing so. We're finding cancer clusters in certain areas around the machines. The government said perfectly safe. On top of that, the nuclear issue around Fukushima and even some domestic issues where we're detecting higher levels of radiation in our food. I mean, we've got a whole heap of mess, and all of this was made possible by government intervention.
That's right. Government never knows best. You know how to spend your money better than I do. I know how to spend my money better than Obama does. Anybody listening to this program knows how to spend their money better than any of us. And when you spend your own money the way you want, that's when economies get stimulated. When the government takes it away from you, that's when economies weaken. I challenge anybody to name any country in history or go back to Rome, go back to Greece, go back to Babylon, go back to Persia, any of the ancient civilizations, go back to modern civilization. Name one civilization, one nation that as the government grew stronger, the economy grew stronger. Name that country. It's just never happened. And what amazes me is people with a liberal bent, they just don't seem to understand that never in the history of the world as a government, as it got bigger, did it create more freedom, more prosperity, did it become more compassionate. You're going to tell me TSA is compassion? I went through the airport the other day. It's a humiliating experience. And this is happening in my country. I cannot believe it. So as the government gets bigger, freedom gets less, and the economy worsens. This is what always happened. This is what always happened. This is what always will happen. There's no way around that. What our founding fathers saw as students of history, that we got to keep the government small, that's when the economy flourishes. They knew that. They were economists as well as historians. And that's when compassion reigns supreme.
Yes.
America's the most compassionate country in the history of the world. And now we're trying to turn it into the Soviet Union. Just incomprehensible to me.
Well, what we want to do is restore these principles. But sometimes we've got to realize that many Americans are not even aware that the principles exist because of the government indoctrination centers have been so thoroughly efficient. You know, if one thing they've been efficient at is teaching the glory of government. And so people are looking at this and sometimes they'll look at us and go, what are you talking about, freedom? Come on, we can't be free to do stuff anymore. It's like the basic foundation. And instead, people will give it lip service on July 4th. They'll enjoy the fireworks and they'll go right back to being an income tax slave or some other slave to the system. And we talked about the third party payer concept in healing or health and medicine. And that's another big contention I have, and you do as well. You know, here's a good example with insurance, right? There was a big storm that blew through, and a huge branch just came down like a missile and destroyed the front windshield of the car. And so we call up, one of these services to come prepare it. Well, do you have insurance or not? Well, yeah, I do, but we're just going to pay out of cash. Oh, in that case, it's going to be like a grand to do it this way. But if you're just going to pay cash, it's about a third the cost. And it's true when we had our child, we talked about consulting in hospitals, wherever. It was like, well, here's your price if you have insurance. If you're paying cash, it's about 25% of that price. And you don't think that government is going to add to the price of everything? I mean, come on.
It always does. That's the misconception, the idea that the private system, private free market system of medicine is going to raise prices. Actually, medicine was very affordable. I remember during the 1950s, we used to spend $5 to $8 for an office visit with our doctor. There was no insurance. We paid out of pocket, and he was very successful.
Yes.
He had a waiting room filled with patients, and if he couldn't pay, he didn't push you on the bill. We had tough times during the 50s.
Sure. Hey, Dr. Nick, we got to pay some bills. We're up against the break again, but that's the freedom that we have here. The little bit that we have, we're going to push it for all it's worth. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. My dear friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, dr-gonzalez.com, will tell you how to link to it as well. We got lots more healing to do. Don't go anywhere this July 4th holiday weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
As we look to celebrate this Independence Day holiday weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I continue with my interview with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, and we're talking about now restoring not only integrity of the Constitution, although the Constitution had integrity, just the people didn't honor it, much less the Declaration of Independence, which preceded it. It was that establishment of we are going to have self-determination. We are sovereign. I am sovereign. You are sovereign. The crown is no longer the sovereign, nor is the government. The people. We the people. And that's where we're taking it. And, of course, in sovereignty, that issue of health sovereignty comes up, Dr. Nick, and we talk about the freedom to choose your doctor, the freedom to compensate your doctor so your doctor is actually responsible to you instead of some third party, whether it be private, semi-private, or government.
Yeah, I had an interesting example just this week, a patient who needed endoscopy. And the hospital said it would cost $7,500, and this is for like a 25-minute procedure. When he explained he had no insurance, suddenly the fee came down to lower than $1,000. I've had patients where if they have insurance for a CAT scan in New York, it can cost $3,000 or $4,000. If they don't have insurance, I had one patient with a hospital said, okay, well, you don't have insurance, $300 to $400, one-tenth the amount. That's because insurance, we have the third party. It's not the patient directly. It's this amorphous bureaucracy, corporate bureaucracy, or government bureaucracy with all this money the hospital's thing, and they just suck it dry. When you have to deal direct, you know, eye to eye, patient to doctor, patient to the CAT scan radiologist, patient to hospital, suddenly you bargain and things come down and it's cheaper. And of course, as you and I discussed, we discussed this the other day, when you have a third party, you have this enormous bureaucracy that's like a cancer that needs to be supported. That's why people, you know, even Bachman the other day is sort of defending Medicare. Medicare is a huge bureaucracy that costs hundreds of billions of dollars to run. There are tens of thousands of employees at the Medicare all over the country. They need buildings and computer systems. All that money comes from us. We're supporting this bureaucracy. So they take a lot of money from us, support this huge bureaucracy, and then, of course, so much money is lost in the bureaucracy, there isn't as much to get back, but they get back a little bit for the health care, and they have to start restricting health care because the bureaucracy eats so much. Our health care can only deteriorate. If you get rid of the third party, you're paying directly to the doctor. The money goes to the doctor for health care, for research, whatever you want. But with the third party, it's just like a cancer sucking in resources, money, energy, and there's always going to come, as we talked about through the laws of thermodynamics, when you have any system, you always lose energy. Money is energy. You lose money through the third-party system. Medicare is not to anyone's benefit. It's going to only help the deterioration of health care in this country.
Yeah, exactly. And I had another case of, you know, investigating some ultrasound scans. And, you know, one with insurance, they said, oh, it'll be $450 to come through the door, then another $300. Then I said, okay, what about cash? Well, that's just $100. Why are you kidding me?
Right.
But you remove that. You remove the waste. You remove the inefficiency. Now we have the freedom. And doctors, the prices are going to come down because there's no mandated costs. There's no mandated unnecessary expenditures. The docs can be doctors. Of course, I would also argue, as you would too, that we want to see the freedom of all healers to be able to hang their shingle and heal and allow the market to decide, allow the people to have the freedom to choose. We don't argue for defrauding people. That's not it. There's always been laws against fraud. But the issue of freedom is such that we are responsible adults and we get to choose.
Well, as Ron Paul said, if you have a fraud or bad medicine is committed against the patient, you have the right to sue. You know, Benjamin Rush, who was one of the developers of the Constitution, signers of the Declaration of Independence, was a physician. Controversial guy, but he absolutely believed that one of the essential components of American democracy was that doctors should have the freedom to choose the therapies they want to give to patients, and patients should have the freedom to choose the therapies they want, that there shouldn't be some oligarchy telling doctors and legislating science. But Rush was absolutely, as a physician, was absolutely against that. He almost, in some respects, sounds like Ron Paul, who's
yes.
a conventionally trained, you know, obstetrician, gynecologist, who absolutely believes in the freedom of choice in the healthcare market for both patients and doctors.
Yes.
Doctors should be able to practice alternative medicine without fear of repression, oppression, loss of licensure, all of those things.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. And we're up against another break again here. But Benjamin Rush, fantastic. We've quoted him many times over the years. And the modern-day founding father, we have to say, is Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul, who believes in health freedom, even as he's trained allopathically. So we've got lots more healing to do. A couple of more segments with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We'll tell you again more how to find out about Dr. Nick, and we'll get into some physiological health as well after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And we talk about principles here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and those principles have to be abided by, they have to be lived. And if you're going to make judgments about politicians you support, you got to recognize that most politicians, as Dr. Nick Gonzalez said, are politicians. They put their finger to the wind. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to say if they believe anything, really. They don't want to tell you. And that's why it's always refreshing to have anybody on this program. And, of course, those are the people I do highlight and spotlight, including over the years many times Dr. Ron Paul. And that's why I support him wholeheartedly. Now, in this case, Dr. Nick, we were talking about Michelle Bachmann. You know, so-called conservative, when confronted with Medicare and Medicaid, they won't talk truthfully because they're afraid, oh, my gosh, I might lose somebody on that, instead of saying, this is the truth, these are the facts. If we continue on the way we go, this country is so far beyond bankrupt, you don't want little grandmas and grandpas thrown out on the streets. They're going to be guaranteed to be so if we don't acknowledge what's gone on and work toward a transition.
Yeah, I thought, she was quoting Van Mises, and suddenly she was asked about Medicare. I thought she was going to have a stroke, but she turned pale and going to have a stroke, but suddenly she had to parse her words, and she didn't want to offend anybody. So one reason I like Christie in New Jersey, I mean, whether his politics are great or not, that he doesn't take any guff. He just throws it right back. And I
yes,
like that.
Really, I respect that. I do. I respect that. Yeah, I think the thing is, it's so refreshing that even if I disagree with somebody, I like their candor. Like, look, Denis Kucinich, I don't like his politics, but I know where he stands, all right? And I give him credit for that.
Absolutely. I don't know where Michelle stands. I know she talks the game. But yeah. I saw Christie on TV the other day, and someone started to question about why he sends his kids to private school. He said, none of your business. None of your business where I send my kids to school. He said, fact is, I spent $38,000 on property taxes to put your kid through school.
Nice.
I can put my kid in any school I want because I want my kid to have a religious education, and that's why I was in private school. Then he said, none of your business. How
nice.
Rare is that? He didn't care if he offended her. In fact, it made the woman look like an idiot because it isn't any of her business. You
right,
know,
right.
It's his business. Here again, it's his business how he wants to spend his money.
Mm-hmm.
That's his business. It's not our business. So, it's amazing to see our politicians just crumple into a little ball whenever they're confronted with Medicare. In fact, Medicare isn't compassionate. If it were compassionate, again, I always go back to the Soviet Union. Sorry to keep doing that. Their healthcare system, which is universal, cradle-to-grave healthcare, free, would have been the model of the world. Instead, they had to build a Berlin Wall to keep everyone in because everyone wanted to leave
yes.
the Soviet Union.
Well, Dr. Nick, let me ask you this, because as a physician and you've been at the forefront following in your mentor, Dr. Kelly's efforts as well. And you can continue to work and research and have great success in places where much of modern medicine has failed. How would you, and this may be a message to your fellow medical doctors that are afraid of competition. For instance, right now we know it's a medical monopoly. Obamacare, if it becomes constitutional, even though we know it's not, only strengthened the pre-existing medical monopoly under Republican administrations as well. And so what we argue for is far different from either of these political sides, so to speak. We argue for freedom. How do you see surviving? I mean, you could withstand the onslaught of competition because you're actually getting results. Is it just that the docs are afraid that if they actually had to compete, they might actually have to do something different?
Yeah, everybody, it's amazing what's so sad in America, because we're the only country in the history of the world where the government was supposed to be kept small, we were to be protected from the government. To see people, even doctors, looking forward and reading official position papers from the AMA and these professional doctor groups, looking forward to government-controlled health care, as if it's going to be beneficial to compassion, when it's going to be exactly the opposite. It's going to destroy compassion and destroy the quality of medical care. When you have free market competition, you're going to survive as a physician based on your results, not because of some governmental edict from the NCR or the NIH. You're going to survive because patients come to you. The only reason I've survived, because God knows my own profession hates my guts and hopes I get hit by a bus and walk outside my office, is because we get results. I certainly don't get edicts from the AMA or the NCI or the FDA telling the world how great I am. People come because they have results. And that's actually when science is at its best, when you have freedom and liberty, where the government is outside of science. That's when healthcare becomes its best. That's when doctors have to be at their best, because they have to provide the best quality care for every patient. Also, when you have that direct payment relationship with a patient, they're paying you. And that's a responsibility, and not some third party, amorphous third party, anonymous, you don't know who they are. You're looking that patient in the eyes, putting his or her hard-earned money on your table to get them well. Boy, does that create a responsibility for you. We have a cash basis. We're not covered by insurance. And every time I take a patient, we painfully analyze whether we think we can help before we even accept the patient.
Right.
It makes you want to have the best game in town. It makes you want to work. On Friday night, I'm not at home watching TV. I'm in my office reading medical journals, trying to learn more. Because these patients' lives are in my hands.
Yes.
They're paying me directly. It's my responsibility to do the best I can for each patient that walks into my office. That's free market competition.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing to hear. It's so refreshing, and it's so rare, and I'm so glad that we can share this story and more. We've got one more segment together on this special Independence Day weekend edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with my dear friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Again, I'll tell you his website, how to contact him if you'd like to see him after the break. But right now, let's say thanks to our sponsors here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Rocking it at robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. Throughout the week, if you'd like to leave a message and end up on the show one day, we'll be right back.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an
an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping up this week's show with Dr. Nick Gonzalez here. Special Independence Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, tomorrow, Monday, July 4th, we'll also have another special edition. We call that the Advanced Medicine Monday. My dear friend Dr. Rashid Bittar will join me and other surprise guests. And we'll wrap it up for freedom and liberty and healing, just as we're doing now with Dr. Nick. Now, we talk about healing. Is there any patient of yours that you prescribe a chemically grown, synthetic-derived, GMO, pesticide-laden diet?
Not over my dead body. Good God. Patients want to eat that stuff, don't come to me. I mean, and I live by my own rules. I've been eating organically for 30 years. And, you know, we are whole foods. You know, preferably locally grown, no synthetic junk, no GMOs, no refined, no chemicalized, no additives, preservatives, none of that, no genetically modified food at all. You know, we're Dr. Organic in the middle of New York City, ironically enough. But all our patients have to follow a real wholesome diet. That's the beginning of health with that.
Right.
That's the beginning.
Well, and that's so profound because, you know, I joke about doctors when I hear from people, like they come to me after the doctors have failed, that so often happens. And I, you know, I'll ask a lot of questions. Sometimes it'll be about their bowel habits. I say, how often do you go to the bathroom? Well, you know, three times a week. I said, did your doctor say anything about that? He said, no, that was good. And I said, only if your doctor is going less than that would he say that that's good. I mean, the doctors are not living right. So why would they tell anybody to eat differently?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't know anything about nutrition themselves, although increasingly there's more interest in kind of alternative approaches among conventional doctors. In the last year or two, I've been amazed at the number of conventional doctors, even oncologists, who called my office trying to learn about what we do because they've seen patients of mine get well in their practice. Or I had a radiologist, a very smart guy from the West, told me this week, he sent me a fax first, a long note, saying he's tired of conventional oncology. He does these PET scans and CAT scans, and the patients are all dying. He said he needs something else, and he had heard about me, went to my website, read something about me, said, I want to know what you do, how you do it. Are these patients for real? Talk to me. So we had a very long conversation this week. He was really sincere. He's a conventional radiologist, really at the top of his game, but he's just so frustrated with the fact that it doesn't really work well. And, it, you know, works occasionally, but he said it's just so frustrating. You see all these patients that he does scans on. He's not even directly interacting with the patients as the primary doctor. He's doing the radiographic study. He said they're all dying. He said it is so disheartening. And he really was just so anxious to learn about what I do. So there are changes going on.
Yeah.
But most doctors still, you know, their diet is worse. They go to the bathroom less than their patients. That's
yes.
Why they don't credit it.
Exactly. Yeah, I always thought that was kind of funny and bizarre at the same time. But, you know, you look to go to healers that actually live differently, I would think. I mean, it seems to be common sense. But if your doctor is on multiple drugs and sick as well, how do you expect to get well? I even think, you know, and a lot of people will tell me this about certain holistic professionals. They'll definitely look them over once they're oriented that way. And they'll say, Well, if that guy's 100 pounds overweight, yet he's telling me to do this, I'm going to question him. And so there are things that when, once we go holistic, we start seeing things different.
Yeah, that's true. And I will say, you know, I know a lot of alternative doctors, and some of them walk the walk and some of them don't. I've been to dinner with alternative doctors, and I can't believe the junk they stuff into their mouths.
Yes.
So sometimes they preach it and don't practice it. Some practice and preach it as well. We live by the rules. My house is 100% organic. My office is a non-toxic office. My colleague, Dr. Isaacs, lives an organic life. That's the way we live. But a lot of doctors, even a lot of alternative doctors who preach the right things, don't live that way. They almost think they're immortal and they can do whatever they want. It's really quite sad, actually.
Well, and that's, you know, why I think I gravitated to you so many years ago and so much respected you, because I was like one of these rare people that, you know, and not so rare in the sense that I was sick, because I was sick for 24 years, the first 24 years of my life. And, you know, having to find homeopathy and detoxification and organic food, you know, 24 years ago changed my life, as my friends and others said, oh, it's just a fad. You're not going to stick with that diet of organic. That's crazy. It's like, once I got started getting well, I said, I'm not looking back. I've been too sick in my young life to ever go back. And so for me, it's as valuable as breathing and drinking water. But a lot of people have not come to that conclusion yet.
Yeah, I always find it quite odd when they use the word fad about good nutrition. It's good health is faddish. No, good health isn't faddish. It's wonderful. Trust me, it's wonderful. I could not work my 12, 14-hour days year after year. I work 7 days a week, as my wife is in the next room here down in Florida will attest. If I weren't on my program, I'd have been dying. I would have been dead 10 years ago from the stress I live with. Not only do I deal mostly with advanced cancer patients from all over the world who have stressful medical problems to begin with, it's a stressful way to practice medicine, but I've taken on my own profession, who, you know, again, it looks like I get hit by a truck when I walk out of my office. It's a stressful way to live. Now, three of my biggest critics have now died of cancer.
Amazing.
You know, I don't say that humorously. I say that quite seriously. They have died of cancer, and, you know, too bad.
Right. Well, if people want to learn more about you, Dr. Nick, I'm going to tell them how to find out. But I remember this Dick Gregory, the famous comedian, has been around forever. He's 80 now, and he was one of the first to talk about organic diets as such as food. And he said, you know, when I was drinking heavily and smoking heavily, they didn't call me a cigarette nut or an alcohol nut. But when I started eating organic, why'd they call me a health nut?
Right. It's just unbelievable. That's how perverse the world has gotten, that someone who's interested in health is considered peculiar. Although I will say, with some gratitude, that seems to be changing.
Yes.
The top flight restaurants in New York now have organic food.
I found out in Las Vegas as well, I was able to get organic food in restaurants. I was shocked. It was great. Listen, we're out of time again. This special holiday edition has been great. Dr. Gonzalez is dr-gonzalez.com, and I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. If you're ever in a serious pinch health-wise, there is nobody better, in my opinion, to go to, especially if you're in the New York City area. Dr. Nick, so grateful for your friendship and that you chime in with me on this holiday weekend.
Great to be here, and have a great 4th of July weekend.
Special thanks to Nordic Naturals, ChooseToBeHealthy.com, One World Way, Sovereign Silver, and all the great sponsors that are supporting us here, this message of health, freedom, and liberty. Thank you again to Michael Bednarik and Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. I'll be back on tomorrow with a special Independence Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, check it out at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.